Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Report, my bad.
I'm saying that's fucked up.
Light skinned crisscross.
Trying to get
let me,
food,
let me apologize
man.
To him. I feel like Wendy Williams, man. I'm spreading rumors.
Right. You got rumors, pussy. That's how rumors get started.
Yeah. My bad, dog.
He fucked around. They ain't be talking about he finna sue us. He don't get shit, but nevertheless.
You better get in line.
I'm laughing at his ass, but anyway, check it out, man. We touched on the topic last week, but we got off there, and I guess we want to bring it back up. Can social sites ruin relationships?
I think they can.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, if let's say you're a flirt. You know what I'm saying? You just one of those guys. You just like to flirt. You know what I mean? You get on those sites, you flirting with somebody. You know what I mean? They flirt back. You know, and then your other get on the site and be like, "What the fuck is this?" You be like, "Well, damn, babe, I'm just flirting. I'm just having some fun." She, who to say she gonna believe that shit?
Okay, all right. As we see Eddie Kane sliding in.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, it's me. What's
up? Not so much.
Okay.
What's going on? What y'all talking about?
I'm trying to see, do social sites ruin relationships?
Yeah, I think so. I can see how it happens.
Okay.
Especially nowadays where they have, they can see where you locate.
True. Okay, well, let me ask you. You're half owner of a social site. How does that affect you?
Shit, I gotta be like, shit, you know, it's just a character, baby. You know what I'm saying?
So, in other words,
if the person really know you, then, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. But if there's any doubts and they see any kind of flirting, you're in trouble.
Okay, but not at the same time. Like I said, you're part owner of the social site. I mean, if nothing else, it's our job to make sure that, you know, people feel comfortable on the site.
And it's my job to make sure she feel comfortable. You know what I mean? I have to make sure that she's comfortable with what goes on the site. You know, what goes on. You know, when people are on the site, you know what I'm saying? Because I might get on there, you know, I'll get in the chat room, I'll talk some shit in the chat room, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's just having fun. That's it, you know? I mean, she understands, so, you know, I don't have a problem.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. By you being co-owner of this site, and the site, let's face it, the site is uncensored, so it can get a little racy at times and get a little wild at times. I mean, at the same time, though, does that cause any conflict in your household by the site being the way it is?
No, I don't, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I was doing this shit before I met her, so she have to understand.
Okay. All right. Look at stuff. What about you? Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's a possibility. I mean, anything is possible. I think that Okay, but like for your example, like you are the owner, co-owner, whatever, of a social media site. For you, I mean, I think anything can go too far. You know what I'm saying? Anything can go too far. To say, to compliment somebody, to say nice picture, nice video, you look good, whatever, whatever, is one thing. But to break down, you know, some people can take it to the point where, you know what I'm saying, they describing what they do to a person and how they do it and, you know what I mean, and then it becomes more than just social media.
That's
but
a problem.
Actual, right, but actual, you know, physical. And, I mean, I think it really depends on, you know, your relationship. If you know that your partner is on the same social network as you are, then, okay, like I said, it's one thing to say, I like that, that's nice, or, you know, not necessarily in those words, but then it's another thing to be like, you know what I mean, shit, girl, I fuck you up and down and left and right, when you know that your partner is there. It's like, be respectful of the fact that, yeah, you like what you see, but you know that your mate is there, too. So, you know what I'm saying, you have to control what you say if you know that, you know what I'm saying, somebody you're dealing with is there, too.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, are you speaking in general? Were you navigating that towards me because you was like you own a, you part owner of a site?
I mean, in general. Just in general, anybody, any site. It could be Facebook. It could be Sin City Radio. It could be fucking Instagram. It could be MySpace. It could be any social media that's out there. If you know that your partner is also a part of that same network, you know what I'm saying? Don't you have to be respectful of the fact that, okay, your partner is there? It's like, if your partner posts a picture or a video or whatever that, like you said, it's kind of racy, and they get a lot of play from that, but then they play into it too, would you feel disrespected?
You talking to me?
Anybody. Open.
Well, I mean, anybody. Like I said, I mean, me personally, like, okay, my site is designed for this. This is my... SinCityRadio.net is uncensored. I mean, I'm one of the owners. He's the co-owner. I mean, this is what, like you said, this is what we started out doing. This is what we've been doing. So, as far as my site goes, if a person had a problem with me doing whatever I was doing on my site, and I'm steady, I mean, I'm doing this to build my site, and I'm doing this to, you know, this is the format of my site. Then if you had a problem with me about my site, and I would be like, oh, well, now.
Whoa, hold on a second, man. I got to disagree with what you just said. Okay, we have a lot of naked pictures on there,
yes,
right?
We do.
Somebody posts a picture of their pussy, right? And then I respond, girl, I'll munch that motherfucker up. And then my woman's part of the site. You don't think that's a problem? You don't think that's going to be a problem?
I don't think it should, because the simple fact is that this is, and this is just my opinion. This is something that me and you've been building. This is something that you've been building, and if don't nobody else, my thing is this, if don't nobody else compliment nobody on that site, yes, I feel like, yeah, we should, because this is ours. I mean, if nobody else don't do it, we should. I mean, if we sit there and maybe you feel like you shouldn't say that. Okay, shit. I mean, if the picture called for it and I think that the picture deserves something like that, then yeah, I'm going to say it. Not to say that I'm actually going to call this person and be like, hello, can I speak to, what's up, me and you going to get down this, that, and the other. No, I'm not going to do that. But, yeah, come on, man, it's Sin City. I mean, so, yeah, now, if we're on a social media site such as Facebook and all that, then, I mean, I understand 110% what Liquor Store said. I mean, but then, like I said, at the same time, we're like, I mean, we're owners of a website. So, and we're owners of an uncensored website. So, I mean, I mean, that's just my opinion on it.
Yeah, but you got to be respectful in what you say, man, especially when your woman's a part of the site, too.
Well, I mean, well, you know what? If she feel like, okay, look here, I'm just saying, if that was the case, if that was the case, and you felt like, okay, well, I got to censor myself on an uncensored website, then you shouldn't be on it.
It's not about whether it's censored or uncensored. You still, you got to respect your significant other.
I mean,
you can't put some shit like that when you know she's going to see it. I mean, come on, man. That's inviting trouble.
This is a business. This is a business. At the end of the day, this is a business. This is something that being you trying to market. This is something that being you trying to do. So at the end of the day, this is all business. So, I mean, if you can't understand the aspect of the business that I got into, then oh, well.
Okay, but we're just talking about Sin City Radio, okay? But what about any other social network? If, like I said, if your woman got on a site, any site, whatever, no, not just Sin City Radio, any site, and she posted pictures that were of an intimate nature, you know what I'm saying? She put a picture of her pussy on there and or her breasts or whatever, and niggas start talking to her like, you know what I'm saying? But hold on, let me finish. And then she goes back, you know what I'm saying? Like, she feeds into it. It's not just a one-ended thing. She like, all right, well, yeah, you can suck on me, and you could do this to me, and whatever, whatever. Are you personally going to feel like she took it too far?
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, if that's the case, then, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But in my case, no, I mean, I'm just saying in my case, as far as Sin City Radio goes, no, I'm not finna sit there and change my format. No, I'm not finna sit here and sugarcoat stuff, and I'm not going to censor myself.
Well,
but now, yes,
that's not what
she's
asking.
Like, hey, can I finish? Now, if we're on some other site like Facebook or something like that, then, yeah, okay, because right then and there, that's not my, I mean, you know, that's something totally different. So, yeah, I would feel offended about that one. Yes. But now, if I'm on my site, then no.
But you didn't answer the question.
I answered it the way I wanted.
She said if your woman was on Sin City, posted a picture of herself naked or whatever, and she fed into it, would that bother you?
First of all, she didn't say Sin City. She said someplace else. And second of all, why would my woman be on Sin City?
Okay, but let's just say she was. This
That's
is hypothetical. All hypothetical. If she were, and I don't know what your situation is or who you deal with or whatever, but if she were and she posted a picture, one day she was maybe feeling a little racy or whatever, and she posted a picture and motherfuckers commented on her picture, and then she said into it as well. Like, they telling her, I do this, that, and that to you. And she like, well, shit, you know what I'm saying? I do this, that, and that to you. Is that taking it too far?
Yeah, go get your own website, start your own, then you can do that shit.
So because Sin City Radio is yours, then
because
you don't feel like you have to respect your significant other if she was a part of your website.
First of all, once again, let me reiterate, she wouldn't be a part of my website like that. If she felt like this, look, I'm going to tell you, all bottom line is this. If she did something and she put a picture on the site, now, if you're like, you know what, I would even go as far as say if you're anonymous about it. If you're anonymous about it, okay, fine, well, and good. I mean, but now, think about this. I'm doing this as a bit. I mean, and we talking about Sin City, right? Before I even finish my sentence.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Are we, that's what I'm saying. Are we? Hello?
She said, yeah, man. She said, yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Sin City is just like my place of work. This is like my business. So that's just like her coming to my job, pulling her titties out. This is my business. This is my place of work. Now, as far as you on your man goes, then, I mean, yeah, I guess that would be disrespectful to him. I don't know. But like I said, as far as I go, that's why I say it's hard for me to answer that question because this is my site, and my site to me needs my attention. So I'm going to give it my all.
Well, man, you just turn an anthill into a molehill. It was hypothetical. And if it was me and my woman was on the site and she played into some shit like that, I got a problem.
Why? Because you don't do it?
For the simple fact that, first of all, why in the fuck you posting your shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Second of all, why are you feeding into what these motherfuckers telling you? Third of all, I don't know if you want to try to hook up with one of these motherfuckers or not.
See, that goes my whole point. See, that's just like, that's my whole point of this. Like, it's hard for me or you to answer that question because this is our site. Now, granted, you feel like, okay, you're not going to say nothing. You're not going to say nothing disrespectful to, as far as your woman goes. Okay. I can respect that. I can understand that. I mean, but at the same time, I mean, people post things on our site. I mean, hell, like she said, you might be feeling yourself. Well, if you're feeling yourself and that's the case and you post something on the site, yes, I will say something to compliment you. If it looks nice, yes, I will compliment you. I will say something to it. Because if you feel comfortable enough, then you're going to tell the next person, the next person is going to tell the next person, and now our site is building. So, like I said, I look at things at Sin City from a business standpoint. Now, if we were on another social site, such as Facebook or whatever, then, okay. Because if that's the case, like if I'm on Facebook, no, if I'm on Facebook and you on Facebook, okay, look, so let's just say hypothetically, me and you a couple, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm on Facebook and you on Facebook, no, I'm not going to get on Facebook and be like, damn, I'll suck them titties or damn, you got a nice ass. No, I wouldn't do that. But now, like I said, because Sin City is my business, this is what I got to do. I mean, I would think that you would be like, okay, well, you know, this is a business, and, you know, this is his business. This is what he's trying to create. I understand.
Yeah, in a perfect world, it may work like that, but in real life, it don't, man. It don't work like that in real life.
That's in your life. In my life, it's going to work.
Because if
you're with me, so that you know what I'm doing is a business.
So if you owned a strip club, and this is completely hypothetical, if you owned a strip club and some of your strippers was bad as hell, and you was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Look, Chocolate Drop, you sexy in the motherfucker tonight. And Chocolate Drop just was like, okay, well, shit, she was feeling you, too. You mean to tell me that there's not business people that took it too far?
I don't know what they done did, but, I mean, if I had to come on stage and introduce her, yes, I'm going to introduce her as the sexiest motherfucker I ever seen.
I did that.
Because that's my business. That's my job to do that. And, I mean, if I know, okay, me saying this and that about her is going to get her over, then, yeah, that's how she's going to get introduced. Introducing one of the sexiest motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life. Yes, that's how I'm going to introduce her.
That makes sense.
All right, let's get back on topic.
This is the topic, social sites.
Yeah, I know, man, but it's turning personal now, man.
It's not personal. We just, how's it personal? There ain't none of us, I mean, don't none of us go with each other? It's not personal.
No, I'm saying, man, as far as answering a question, like you say, well, I can't answer that question because I own the site. Take yourself out of the site. Put yourself as a member, as not as the co-owner, but put yourself as a member. You and your woman, both of y'all are members of Sin City.
Okay.
Both of y'all members.
All right.
You don't own shit. You ain't got nothing to do. Or you just go on there, post pics, videos, whatever.
Right.
You and your woman both. Both of y'all on the site. All
right. Right.
Okay. You put up a pic. You know, you could be naked. You put up a naked pic. You get a somebody
okay,
comment on it.
Hold on.
You comment.
Hold on before you answer, before you finish that. Who do I go with? Janine or Liquor Store?
Even one. You could be fucked with both of them on the side.
No. Come on, you gotta give me one case scenario. Cause if it's Janine, I'm pretty sure this shit. She gonna be on the picture right there with me. You know, she probably gonna be like, "Well, no, but pose that way."
So. All right. Well, we'll say Liquor Store then.
Okay.
I mean, you got this. You it's a long list of comments. What she gonna do to you? What you gonna do to her? And Liquor Store get off work. She coming to the crib, you going to work. She work days, you work through the left. So she get off work,
okay.
You going to work. She log on to the site. She see your pic. And then she see all this shit underneath it. About what she going to do to you, what you going to do to her. Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does that bother you? Are you cool with that? I mean, they graphic. Well, they telling each other exactly what they're going to do to each other.
That is just taking it too far. For her to say, Kaz, that's a nice pic, you know what I'm saying, you got a nice package, and for him to say thank you, and that to be the end of the conversation, I don't have a problem with it. But for her to be like, you got a nice package, and him to be like, well, shit, I packed this shit on you, and her to be like, well, shit, when you want to do it, and he to be like, you know what I mean, yeah, we can hook up tomorrow now or whatever. You know, that's taking it too far.
All right. Now, dog, flip it. She put
okay.
up a sexy pic. Got all this shit underneath it.
Okay. I see your point. But see, like, that's just like I told you. I understand what you're saying. Now, that's why I was, you know what, never mind. Because everything I said, nobody heard. So. Yes.
I know.
If that was the case, then yes. Yes. If that was the case, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I mean, it all depends. And then me personally, I think it depends on you and your mate. If that you and your mate into that type of thing, then that's cool. I mean, some people it'll ruin. Or some people, I don't think it will. Some people like that. Some people will be like, damn, look what old girl said about you. You know what I'm saying? It all depends what type of person you with. So in some cases, yes, it can ruin a relationship. Some cases, shit. Everything will be fine.
Please be quiet.
You said what?
I said it ain't been quiet.
Okay, can we get your input on this?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I think it depends on the some women. I mean, it depends, like. He might call me and say, you know, look at so-and-so street, you know, how she look or whatever. And I look at her pic, I'm like, oh, yeah, she cute. And he might start talking to her. I know about it. So it's not like if I get on there and I see they commenting to each other back and forth, I already know. Because we already got a plan to get it anyway.
So long as you're in the loop, you cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay, let's just say, for instance, you were dating Father Time. How do you think that would
go? You saying me,
Yeah, I mean, we know. I mean, we got an idea what person you are, and we definitely know what type of person he is.
Well, and that's, you know, of course that would be different, but me and him would have to have an understanding. You know, if me and him are a couple, we a team or whatever, then I should know what would make you upset and what would not make you upset. Of course, I'm not going to try to just outright do anything disrespect them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know,
So you would take into consideration that your partner was there and he felt like it was cool for you to go so far. But if you go over that line, then you're not going to cross that line because your relationship is more important than a social media or whatever. If you knew he had a problem with it.
Yeah, if I knew he had a problem with it, of course I wouldn't just outright do it.
Okay. All right. Now, as Father Time say, let's flip it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say you and Father Time got together now, and he's a co-owner, and he made a lot of racy comments on a lot of pictures. Does that upset you?
No. I mean, that's business. I mean, that's just, you know, that's the part of the game when you trying to deal with that type of fight.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think it all goes back to trust and knowing the person that you're with. You know what I mean?
It all depends on the relationship.
Okay, I can get that. And that's the only point I was trying to make. That, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like I say, I understood what you were saying, Lucas, so don't think I didn't. But I was just saying, like, as an owner, I mean, if I caught flack from you because of things I posted on the site, then I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm trying to build something. You know, this is something I'm trying to build, and, you know, it's not personal, it's business. You know, and my thing is, like, and let's just be honest. I mean, oh, yeah, shout out to my man Dave. He been getting on the site. I mean, you know, shout out to Dave. I got to get him a problem. With the exception of probably me, Dave, playing, I mean, you don't have too many men on the site. I mean, let's just put it out there. You don't have too many men on the site. And yes, I mean, if a person posts a picture that's like, okay, if this picture is kind of racy or sexy or edgy, I mean, and they get no type of response from it, they're going to be like, well, shit. It's like dead. I'm gonna post a picture like this, and I ain't getting not one comment. This site dead. Let me go someplace else.
Yeah, okay, and I can dig that. I can dig that completely. Like I said, because where you're coming from, you own. You know what I'm saying? You're part owner of a racy site. I mean, it is what it is. So it would all depend on your relationship. If your woman had a problem with you trying to build your business, then that's not the woman for you. You know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, okay, maybe she came to you and she was like, okay, I got a problem with this. And then after thinking about it, you know what I'm saying, okay, look, I can dig what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to need you to be a little bit more respectful about it because I'm here and I support you. You know what I mean? Do you still feel the same way? Like, well, fuck how she feel or fuck what she's thinking about. I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do.
All right, hold on before you answer that. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
You ain't got no new caller. I know y'all miss me.
Oh. You know who that
is.
LaFonda, who else?
Oh.
Hello.
What's going down?
Not much at work. Finished all my work, so I thought I'd call in today.
Okay.
This is a great topic for you.
Right.
Like said it.
Okay,
I'm just going to put it on out there for you. Do you think social sites can ruin relationships?
It depends. Like, I mean, it also messed up my relationship because kind of like I also got fired off of something that I put up on Facebook, so to piss him off, so it can.
You say you almost got fired?
I almost got fired for something I put on Facebook because I was trying to piss him off, but it bit me in my ass.
Was he your boss?
Right.
No. No.
How you almost get fired if he ain't the boss?
He meant her
boss was on fire.
Hold on. No, I almost got fired for my job. I put up a post. I had a migraine, but I had put up a post like at 8:15 at work saying that finna leave work in like 45 minutes. Finna go to Adriana's sports bar. She's my man. Don't appreciate me. Maybe I can find somebody else again. So I left work early, but it was because I had a migraine. So I technically wasn't going out, but he didn't know that. But
wait a minute. You said, whoa. Did you just say you put a post up saying that you're going to go out with somebody else because he don't understand you or something like that?
I said he don't appreciate me. Maybe I can find somebody. I said I'm going to go out to Adriana Sports Bar. Maybe I can find somebody who appreciate me since my boyfriend doesn't. But it was to piss him off. It wasn't like I was actually.
I bet it worked, didn't it?
Yeah. He chewed my.
Yeah, I figured it did. I figured it would work.
Somebody went on my Facebook page that works here, jealous as hell, and went back and gave it to the DON. Oh, she left work early and she went to a bar.
Exactly. You left work early and whatever reason you gave them, you lied.
I had a migraine. I actually went home and went to sleep, and I had to prove that I went home and went to sleep. But it was the fact that you that damn stupid that you actually went on my Facebook page and printed out some shit and gave it to the DON. You ain't got no life, and you a hater.
But you put it out there.
Exactly. It don't freaking matter. My page has always been private unless you were my friend on Facebook. So I did one of these. You got deleted. Don't say nothing to me. And pretty much I already knew you didn't like me, but now I know for sure that you got an end for me, and you jealous. What is you jealous of? You got more than me, but you still jealous. So evidently I got something that you don't have.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? That brings up a point I want to make. First of all, why would you do that to dude? And then second of all, that could have backfired on you because he could have been like, even though you put it on that just to make him mad, he could have been like, well, fuck you. I'm out. I'm done.
And that's
we're
exactly
over.
What he said. But I'm appreciative that I actually have a great man who understands. But it was his birthday, and I understand your son came into town, but you kind of did me bogus because I paid my money for your studio, Sam, for your birthday, not for mine because I care less about the studio.
So his kid came to town and he kind of pushed you to the side a little bit.
He kind of blew me off, but then he lied to me because he didn't tell me that his baby mama came with the child. So I was like, how did your child get up here? Because she stayed. I was like, they stay in Atlanta. He was like, oh, my mama flew down there. Then after she left, he was like, oh, my baby mama just left with him. And I'm looking at him like, he just told me that your baby mama wasn't here. And then she sent me an inbox because they said they fucked.
She sent you an inbox?
She sent me an inbox, but I was like, show me the proof, because you are, she always talking about, well, we've been talking in Texas saying we're going to get back together. I said, show me your proof, because if you can't show me, I'm not going to break up with him, because off your word.
So, in essence, you think that, yes, social media can ruin the relationship. Are you yay or nay on that?
Hell yeah, it can fuck up a relationship, because I deleted my profile yesterday. The only thing I got is Good Corner Music. My personal Facebook page does no longer exist.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you, but you do know you created you created that realm for yourself, right?
I know.
I mean, I ain't trying to take over or whatever, but, you know, I'm kind of unclear as to her standpoint. Okay, so, LaVonda, this is a scenario. Say, for instance, you and your dude both belong to, let's just say, Sin City Radio, because that's where we are, that's what we rep. And you post, or your dude post pictures of his body. You know what I mean?
I don't even have to finish the statement, and you saying that him not even post the pictures is fucked up. Hell no. But it would be even more fucked up if he posted pictures of my body. He ain't enough for the post none of his. I don't believe in that sharing stuff because once people get a pick of what you got, they don't want it. I'm straight. I don't do competition. I'm the only one.
No, you ain't.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
I'm going into a song right quick, dog. Hey, here's a song I heard the other day, y'all. I know it's probably old, but, you know, I don't listen to the radio much. I kind of like this motherfucker.
All right, y'all. Hey, y'all heard that song before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, I just want to make sure. I like that motherfucker. That motherfucker's kind of nice. All right, but check this out, y'all. Before we move on, I want to share a story with y'all. All right, dog, hold on before you bring that up, man. I almost got in a fight, y'all.
Again?
Again, man. I don't know what's going on, man.
What
but this one,
do?
Now this one's kind of, you know, I was willing and ready, you know, with the white dudes, you know, it was like, you know, get back in your truck, man, you know. But you know, like I told you earlier, you know, my daughter was in the emergency room. Her roommate called me and her mother, let us know that she was in the emergency room, right? So I beat her mother there, right? The mother's like 10 minutes away from the hospital, right? I'm like a half an hour. I beat her there, right? So I'm like, okay, well, you know, where the fuck is she at? You know, it's like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I call her, right? No, she called me. She called me and was like, well, how's she doing? I'm like, well, how come you're not up here? And we got into this big old thing, right? So the boyfriend
actually
gets on the phone.
So y'all actually have to talk to each other? Is that what you said?
Yeah, actually. And see, you know what? I'm going to tell you exactly what happened on why we shouldn't talk to each other. We got into it on the phone. You know, she yelling, I'm yelling. I'm in the middle of the hospital. The boyfriend gets on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Telling me I can't be disrespecting her. You know, I'm cussing like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell him, I say, look here, man, you don't know me, I don't know you, put her back on the phone. He puts her back on the phone. 30 seconds later, we yelling and cussing again.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets back on, he snatches the phone from her, tells me, get this, disrespect her again, we're going to have a problem. That's what he tells me, right? So now I'm hot. I'm hotter than a motherfucker, right? I'm like, well, why don't you and her come on up here? You know what I mean? And then, you know, he started talking some old crazy-ass shit. And after that, when they released my daughter a few hours later, I'm on my way over to her house. So I'm hot. I'm hotter than a motherfucker. I'm on my way to her house. And, you know, Mother Nature's like, no, let's just go home. And I'm like, no, fuck that shit. You know, this motherfucker get on the phone talking crazy to me. He don't even know me. You know what I mean? And this is my daughter's mother. You know, I got the right to talk to her any kind of way I want.
Mm.
Right?
No, well, no. Don't.
Oh, shit.
Just because you got a child by somebody don't mean you can talk to them like shit. Nah, if they do something that's just out of pocket, then okay, I can understand it. But
yeah,
it is just...
Up.
Exactly.
But she can say whatever she wants to me. She can say whatever she wants. She can be disrespectful.
I didn't say that either. Then just hang up the phone. Yeah, evidently, if y'all can't have a normal conversation, then maybe y'all just can't talk right now.
That's
at that moment. Yo,
how old is your daughter? She in college, right? Why do y'all need a mediator? Y'all are too old to need a mediator.
Hey, dude got on the phone talking crazy to me. Hey, dog. Holler at me. Motherfucker got on the phone talking crazy to you. What's your reaction?
She must have told her new boo that you was a punk and you should just try him. Go on and put his butt. He a punk.
That ain't the point. He had no reason to talk crazy to me. He don't even know me. This is between me and her. Come on, dog. Talk to me, man. How you going to react in that situation?
I would have said the same thing. I would have been the same way, motherfucker. Fuck you. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Blah, blah, skippy, woo, woo. I'd have said the same thing. I agree with everything you said up to the point where this is my baby mama. I can talk to her any kind of way I want to. And that's what the up until the end, I was with you. I was with you, dog.
Well, still, though. I mean, who the fuck is you to tell me how to talk to her?
I mean, my whole thing is this. Y'all were talking about y'all child.
Exactly.
Now,
well,
if
she got nothing to do with
Right. He has nothing to do with anything about your time. He has nothing to do with that. Now, if you just call on a random conversation, and y'all just, like, no, I just want to talk to you and then blah, blah, shit, woo-woo, then, yeah, he might could have stepped in. But considering this is about your child and your child is in the hospital, in the emergency room, yes, I feel like, nah, he should have stepped back. He should have stepped back and just let you in there.
What?
No, no, no. There's no way. Even if that's just like my kid's father just called me. Yeah, we talking about my daughter. Yeah, she might be in the hospital, whatever. Then all of a sudden, he say something out the way. Then I say something out the way. Now he didn't call me all talking. You stupid, fucked up ass bitch. And shit. Now you listen to this conversation. You ain't gonna say nothing as my man. You're not just going to say nothing. You might even just tell me, baby, just hang up the phone. But you ain't just going to sit back if you hear that.
I would tell you, man, hang up the fucking phone. I would tell you, hang up the phone. But now, no, I'm not going to jump on the phone. Hey, bro, because first, at the end of the day, this still, you still got to deal with them. You still got to deal with them. Now, if it gets to the point, I'm going to tell you like this. Now, if you get to that point, it gets to that point where me and him finna fight, then what does that leave you? Because you still got to deal with him. Now, I'm going to be hot to the point where I'm like, look, don't fucking call him. Don't say shit. Now, you at some point, you're going to defy my word because this is your child's father. You got to talk to him. See, it goes two ways, guys. Now I'm mad at you because, motherfucker, here I am defending your honor, and then within the next month, you talking to him again about whatever reason it is you're talking to him. You're talking to him. Now, you're right about that. Now, I will be like, man, hang the fucking phone up. Now, after that, you know, if he say something to me then, because then now my thing is, bro, I wasn't fucking talking to you. I was telling her to hang the phone up. Now we got a problem. But for him to just snatch the phone, motherfucker, don't disrespect her. Nah, he overstepped his bounds.
Exactly. That's exactly how I took it. Who the fuck are you talking to?
Now,
you talking to me.
But as far as you talking about, you can just talk to her any kind of way you want. Now, hold on. With that being said, I understand that your daughter was in the hospital. You was upset. You didn't know what was going on. And you felt like she should have been there, too. I understand that. And I agree with that. I think she should have been there, too. But at the same time, you know, just on the norm, no, you can't feel like just because you had a baby by you can say whatever the fuck you want to.
Hey, she started it. She started talking crazy to me first. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Is she all
well,
right?
You know,
so
what?
You should fucking
and
be in the seat.
And at that point, you should have hung up the phone. You ain't here. Don't worry about it. Fuck it.
Exactly, because if she ain't trying to be a mama, you can't make her be a mother.
Right, she got a point there. Now, if you know what, when she called, is she all right? Well, and I ain't going to lie, that would have been my issue. Well, why the fuck you ain't here? Don't worry about, you know what, fuck you, click. That's it.
Exactly.
That's the end of the conversation. I ain't saying shit else to you. Don't call me. Don't ask me how she doing. And unless she choose to tell you, then don't call me.
I guess
but
I was reacting because I got hot. I was hot.
But at the same time, I mean, but like I said, at the same time, that him jumping on the phone, but like I said, it ain't going to do nothing but just trigger shit. Because then, like I said, and
exactly.
like you said, Janine, I'm not going to sit here. I mean, if nothing else, I'm going to tell you, hang up the fucking phone. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. I may say it loud enough where he can hear me. Man, hang up the motherfucking phone. I might take the phone from you and hang it up myself. Now, when he called back, well, what the fuck he say? I say, hang up the motherfucking phone. Once again, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to her. Don't get mad at me because she listened to me.
Oh, wait a minute, dog. I got more for you. Not only did that happen, but when they released her, motherfuckers was giving me a ticket, a parking ticket, right? I'm already mad. So now here I am arguing with the motherfucking police.
Everybody's like, just calm down. I'm like, how the fuck you going to give me a ticket? I'm in the fucking emergency room. I wouldn't be parked here if I wasn't in the emergency room. You know, when you're on your way to the emergency room, you just park because you want to know what the fuck going on. Just get out and park. These some bitches trying to get me a ticket because I was parked a half an hour over. A half an hour, man. I was hot, dog. I was hot. I was hot than the motherfucker. I mean, I didn't get the ticket, but it was just the point. The motherfucker put a ticket on my car.
Well, I only been a Methodist, and there ain't no parking meters there, so you stay that motherfucker all night.
No, they got meters everywhere around this motherfucker. But
right.
my point was, dude had no reason to get on the phone because I wasn't talking to him. You know what I mean? I'm talking to her. You know, she should be here too. That was my whole point. You should be here. Why are you asking me how is she doing? You should be here to ask the doctor that shit, not me. I ain't the fucking doctor.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean? For him, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like Janine said, if she wasn't going to come, you couldn't make her. As you can see, all the yelling in the world didn't make her come.
No, and she still didn't fucking come.
Right. So, I mean, like I said, you know me, dog. When you write, you write. And I got to say, Janine was right on this one. It was like, hey, you should have just hung up the fucking phone. Hung up the phone and just ended the conversation and focused strictly on your daughter.
I couldn't, man. I was fucking mad. I was fucking mad. And Janine, to that point we made a couple of shows ago, that's why we don't talk. That's why we can't talk. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody got that one motherfucker. You just can't talk to him. Every time you talk to him, this shit turns to a fucking a yelling match, screaming match.
Yeah.
Everybody got somebody like that.
Self-control. You have to be able to. If you've been dealing with a person long enough to know how they are, then you should be able to control yourself and say, okay, I already know how this good for nothing or whatever motherfucker is. You control yourself. You can't control what they do, but you can control what you do. You can control your own reaction.
Okay, Liquor Store, let me ask you a question. Do you have someone in your life right now where every time y'all get together, shit just don't go right? I'm talking about like an ex. You always end up arguing, fussing, fighting, whatever. You got somebody in your life like that, right?
You've
been around somebody like that.
I did. And today we don't have those issues anymore. Why? Because when that motherfucker started acting stupid and started being ignorant, I hung up the phone. I cannot control how he reacts. I can control how I react. So I hung up the phone. Eventually, after so many times of him being hung up on, now he realized either come correct or don't come to me at all because I don't have to listen to you. And that just pissed him off even further.
Must be the Virgo with me. Fuck that. I'm confrontational. I am.
You can't blame it on nobody else. That's your reaction.
Yeah, but when you have somebody that just pull that kind of stuff out of you, I mean, how do you combat that? How do you control that when this person just pulls all that shit out of you? You know what I'm saying?
You don't feed into it. You don't feed into it. You don't give them that much control over you. That's when you say, I don't have shit else to say, and you hang up the phone.
Y'all better than me. I can't just hang up. I got to get the last word. It's a Virgo. I got to have the last word.
I know a Virgo that's like that, that can just say fuck it and don't have shit else to say. So your sign don't have nothing.
He must be on the borderline. Virgo and Leo.
I've said some shit to a Virgo that I know, and that Virgo just did not comment anymore. Just didn't have shit else to say. Because that person knew how to control their own emotions or temper or whatever the fuck. They just said, fuck it. So your sign don't have nothing to do with that. And I'm a Scorpio. And so...
Well, every Virgo I know got to get the last word. we got to have the last word. Ain't that right, dog? You're a Virgo.
Yeah, me and him, we're both Virgos.
We're both Virgos, and we would argue about the show, right? And if he get the last word, you know, after we hang up, I'll call him back.
Just so you can have the last word.
To finish my motherfucking point, and then we can hang up. You know what I mean?
Then
he'll call me back. It's just an ongoing saga. That's just how we are. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, we love each other, but, you know, we Virgos and, you know, we just fight. Shit, I got to have the last word. Fuck what you talking about.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
What, excuse me?
Shut up, man. Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
hold on. Hold on a second, man. Give me one second. Oh, go ahead. I can't find it. You lucky I can't find it.
Thank you. All right, y'all. Check this out. I got this partner, right? Shouts out to my partner. He would like to stay anonymous, so I'm going to keep him anonymous. And I got to say shouts out to you, bro. I'm going to get fitted next week. I am going to be in your wedding. All right. Check this out. Man, he told me to bring this up. He told me, you know, running by Sin City and let him, you know, give him the feedback. So, he's about to get married. He's about to get married to this woman, and this has been like a whirlwind romance, y'all. When I say a whirlwind romance, I mean it started off real ugly. It was like a situation where, I mean, let's be real. I'll be real with y'all. A situation where I ain't going to say he took, but he wound up with his best friend's girl. Caught a lot of flack from it. A lot of flack. I mean, when I say he caught a lot of flack, I mean, he pretty much lost friends, you know, the object of ridicule and everything. But he kept forth with his relationship because he felt it was true love. He felt like it was true love, so he said, fuck it, I'm going to deal with everything. I'm going to deal with the whole nine. I'm going to deal with everything. So, in the process of this, they got engaged. So now that they're engaged, it's like he's feeling like, okay, she's still not satisfied. So now he's feeling like, what the fuck do he need to do? It's like, okay, I pretty much lost everything. I pretty much gave up everything for you. You know, I'm an object of ridicule. You know, motherfuckers never look at me the same. You know, what should he do?
What is she not satisfied with?
I think a lot of it is like kind of like financial, and it's like a lot of it is like her having this dominant personality, and he's more of a laid back type person. But it's like, even though he's laid back, it's like, okay, yeah, I've been laid back, but even, you know. You know, even Superman gets to a point where he just like, okay, I can't take it no more. Lex Luthor can get on Superman nerves to the point where he just snaps. So I think it's like more or less like, all right, yeah, I'm laid back, I've been taking it. You know, she's more the dominant one, he's more the laid back one. But just that dominance is just really starting to weigh in on him. All right,
man,
so
we had this conversation before, right? We talking about the same people we were talking about a couple weeks ago?
I'm not sure. I don't remember if I brought that up. All
right. Well, I'll tell you like this, man. First of all, he took her from his best friend, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was messing around with him and the best friend at the same time because they had to been messing around before she broke up with the best friend.
Yeah.
So
So he should have expected that.
And he did. And he did. He did. He expected it. You know, he knew the flack he was going to take. He knew it, and he accepted it. He accepted it, and
what I'm saying by accepted that, what I mean by it, he should have known how she was, considering she was fucking around with his boy, because I'm pretty sure his boy used to talk to him about her. You know what I mean?
Well,
like if they having problems, you know, he going to go holler at his boy about it.
Well, in that case, okay, yeah, but then at the same time, do you really see a person? Do that person really show you that side? You know, a person could be like, well, he's the one that's doing all this. But she may not be showing that dominant side to him right then and there. But, you know, it's like, okay, that's just like, I would never do it, though. But that's just like, you know, if I'm fucking around with your girl, yeah, you coming back telling me all this shit, but then she coming back telling me a whole other different scenario, and she sucking my dick. So who you think I'm going to believe?
But the point is this. You kind of know how she is because your boy been telling you about her. You know what I mean? When they got problems, he come to you and y'all holler about it, whatever. You know what I mean? And then when you get with her, you
it's
should be looking for
thing.
Those flags.
But
you should be
that's
looking.
That's it. Okay, I hear you saying you should be looking, but you don't see them. All you seeing is shit. Maybe she right about him because the same thing that he coming back telling you, she coming back telling you all this shit. We might have got into this argument. But we got into this argument because he did this. Now. You thinking in your head, well, shit, he didn't tell me that part. Not to say that part didn't happen or that part is, I mean, then you got, like I said, you got to look at the end of the day. She's sucking me and fucking me.
Well, okay, I can understand that, but what I'm saying is this. Okay, me and you. Okay, let's say you and Liquor Store messing around. That's your woman, right? And now me and Liquor Store is messing around on the side, okay? You're coming to me telling me all this shit about Liquor Store, right? I mean, you're telling me all this shit because we boys.
Right.
Now, I fuck around and take her from you, right? And you already told me a few things about her. Now, when me and her dealing, and I see that same shit that you was telling me about, why the fuck am I dealing with her? I mean, you told me she was like this and she was like that. And now I'm with her. And I'm actually seeing the shit that you just told me about a couple of months ago. I'm actually seeing it in her. Why the fuck would I still fuck with?
Hold on, man. I hear what you said, but my thing is, what if you didn't see it until y'all moved in, until the will you marry me? You didn't see none of this until then. Because y'all never lived together. Y'all just messed around. Y'all never lived in the same house. I had no reason to be, you know what I'm saying? I had no reason to be a father to your kids. I had no reason to, you know, do this, that, and the other. I mean, we were just messing around. So now once it's to the point where, okay, well, now let's just say, all right, let's get married. Okay, well, why don't you give up your apartment and move in with me? It'll be cheaper. All right, I'll say yeah to that. And now once I get in the apartment and now we engage, and now I start seeing, okay, now I'm starting to see this, that, and the other. I mean, but you know what? I don't even think he's seeing what his partner was saying. I think he's seeing another aspect of her that he didn't know about. I don't even think it's the things that his partner was telling him. I think it's just a whole other aspect of it.
He need to get away. I mean, if he got a job, right? Shit, he need to get his own career back. Because if dude is telling me some shit, and now I'm seeing some totally different shit, and none of this shit is good. You know, none of what he told me was not positive. What I'm seeing, because we in the same house together, is not positive. I see a couple of red flags. Why would I wouldn't want to go through with the marriage?
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm seeing red flags.
Okay, so now what does she tell you? She's willing to go to counseling before y'all got married. Now y'all into counseling.
That's well, counseling is huge for me. I'll be willing, if we can go to counseling and work out, I'll be willing to do that. That's just me personally.
Okay. Okay, that's the next step. They, now, like right now, they're in counseling.
Well, we'd have to finish the counseling before we got married. We ain't going to get married in the middle of counseling because I'm still seeing red flags. You know what I mean? Because now I'm seeing two different sides to you. I'm seeing his side.
Now,
no, I don't see his side, but
right. You never
I hear
seen his
side.
Side.
Right,
his side
I hear his side, but
fight.
I'm seeing a different side. Oh,
right.
Man,
like
that's
I'm saying, scary. His side never comes to play, but he's in a whole other side. Okay, ladies, let me. Okay, Janine, what about you? What do you think?
Did you find me?
Yes.
I just think that, is this the same guy who he can't say anything to her child or something like that?
No. This is a whole different guy.
Oh, this is a different guy.
Yeah. I know. I got some fucked up friends.
I mean, I've seen one of your friends grow with another nigga, and I want to say something, but that wasn't my place.
I mean, I don't know. If she always been dominant, she ain't just all of a sudden just turned into a dominant person. She had to have been that way already. I mean, yeah, I know after you move in, things change and things become different, but I mean, I don't know exactly what he's saying and what's going on. Because to me, what it sounds like is just typical things that's going to go on in a relationship, especially when you talk about financial problems.
So, okay,
especially if he's saying she's dominant because now she has to be the one being more of the breadwinner. I don't know.
Well,
what I'm saying?
If anything, he brings in more. He brings in more,
okay.
and he pretty much hands the check over.
Yeah, and she's
so
still ain't satisfied.
It's not the fact that she got to be dominant because she got to provide more. If anything, it's a whole lot easier now that he's there because.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things that you know where she was struggling at that she no longer has to struggle about.
Mhm. And she's still in
satisfied. Well, I just think she was the sweetest person. She was sweet to me. She was. I mean, I never saw the dominant side or none of that. Mm-hmm. I thought she was just a sweet person. That's just my opinion of her. I like her. I thought she was cool. But now, as far as him taking him from his boy, dog, if you did that to me, if we tight as hell, friends, damn near 40 years now, 30 years, and you took my girl,
I'm going to hit you so hard you won't see nothing ever.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I think that this.
Yeah, and trust me, when I say he's paying for it, he really is. I mean, I'm probably one of the few people that even like really even talks to him now because it's like everybody was like, "Oh my God, that was just like the most unforgivable act," and. You ain't shit, and, you know, and, I mean, he really caught a lot of flack from it. I mean, to the point where, I mean, me and him really just recently started back talking. You know, we just recently started back talking probably a year ago, and, you know, because it was like, my thing was I had nothing to do with it, but I think he had got attacked by so many different people, it was just like I ain't fucking with nobody. I ain't talking to nobody.
But now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Taking his situation, do you think he deserved what he got for what he did?
Yeah. I mean, I've told him, no, you can't get mad at nobody because, you know, that's what happened. I mean, you know, it happened that way, and that's just the way. I mean, that's just, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. It happened. You know, you got getting her may be the good, but you also gonna have to take the bad with it. And the bad was that shit. I mean, it was like everybody from A to Z was like, man, you ain't shit.
That's some foul ass shit to do, man.
Yeah, okay.
That's some foul shit to do.
That's true. But you know, we are on like the way outside of this story, you know what I'm saying? So we don't know the insides and outsides of either relationship. All we know, you know what I'm saying,
exactly,
is what you bring it to us right now. So it could have been a whole lot of reasons why homeboy took his you know what I'm saying, his friend's girl. That is neither here nor there. What we're trying to figure out now is how he's feeling about marrying this chick. And shit, if he done gave up everything and still got a smile on his face, he's, you know what I'm saying, he's financially doing his part and he's still got a smile on his face, and she is the one that's still not satisfied, I think he really needs to take into consideration, you know, further who it is that he, you know, is
how
trying to marry
that,
and why.
And
you know,
how
why
invested
do you,
is she in the relationship?
Exactly. How invested is she in a relationship? Because if I watch my man lose every friend he ever had, even the real ones, if I watch my man take a whole lot of beatings from his family and, you know what I'm saying, from everybody, I'm going to support him. There's probably not a whole lot that he can do that I'm still not going to be grateful with. You know what I'm saying? Especially if he's putting a smile on my face.
Could it be because they're going through some problem? And it might be normal for most people, but maybe he looks at it differently because he sacrificed so much to be with her. You know what
and
I'm
if,
saying?
If she's
you know
doing that,
you know
he
that,
really
now,
needs
that,
to take a deeper look.
Now, that's it. You know what? Now, in all honesty, I think that could be a strong point. That could be a strong point, what you just, you know, I mean, you know, you get to the point where you feel like, okay, all right, I didn't weather the storm. It should be sunny days
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
But then, okay, well, where the fuck is my sunny days at?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good one. I like that one. I really, that one, I feel that one.
Anytime I can sit up and watch you lose everything and I'm still not satisfied with what you bring into our table, I'm thinking he needs to reevaluate.
She reevaluate for what? He ain't got no friends.
But she might love him, you know what I'm saying? But maybe he's just looking at it differently. I don't know. Because sometimes people look at it like, are you really into me the way I, you know, as much as it seemed like he gave up for her, what has she given up for him? You know, sometimes people start looking at things like that.
But you know what? I feel his pain, even though I don't agree what he did. I still feel his pain because, I mean, liquor store, you use the word reevaluate. If I'm in his situation, there's nothing for me to reevaluate because I gave up everything to be with you. Everything. So I'm going to make it my duty to make sure that this shit works because I gave up a lot of shit just to get to where we at now. So I'm going to spend every waking moment to make sure it works.
But one person cannot make a relationship work. If she's not putting just as much into it as he is, then it doesn't matter. He can try until he bleeds in the face. And if she don't want to, then she's not going to.
You need to realize what I gave up.
It's my job
to make sure that she understands what I gave up to be with her. She has to realize that.
Wait a minute. Let me ask a question. I want to ask one question. Jadeen, I'm going to ask you this question. The 6 months prior before you got married, was it rough?
6 months prior?
Yes, 6 months before you got married, like the 6 months prior. Was it rough? I mean, were you and him, like, constantly at it? Was there a lot of stress going on?
Yeah. Yeah,
now,
I mean,
the wedding is set for September.
Mhm.
The wedding is set for September. Now we're in July.
Mhm.
And it was like, okay, a lot of things, you know. I mean, shit. We what? 2 months away?
Mm-hmm.
3 months. So, I mean, at that point in time. How, I mean, and I'm asking you because, I mean, I don't think so. You ain't never been married, have you?
Married now.
Yeah. Okay. What?
My bad. You've been married before, right?
I'm married now.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right, I mean, I'm saying she ain't been through it. I mean, well, yeah, I guess. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know where my head at. But, okay, well, the both of you, I mean, 3 months before this wedding, you know, how were you? I mean, were you bridezillas?
Are you asking
me? I'm asking both of you. Were y'all some bridezillas?
No, I wasn't bridezilla. I don't even think I was. I mean, I was pretty laid back about the whole thing. I was just shocked. I thought we was about to break up.
You can't ask her, man. She was late. You can't ask her. Ask the liquor store, man. You can't ask her. You didn't want to go to
like, I wasn't like, oh, I got to have this $10,000 dress and all this stuff. I wasn't like that. I just wanted something for me. The kids could be in. Family could be there. And we got drinks. We good.
Okay. All right. Look, so what about you? 3 months for the wedding. How are you?
I was happy as a fucking faggot with a bag of dicks. But I was also 8 months pregnant. And the one thing that I was unhappy about was in my heart, I really wanted to get married after our child was born. But I sacrificed because I knew what it meant for the child to be born into marriage. So that was
right.
one thing that I was. Hmm?
You wanted to be married after the baby was born?
I wanted that because no woman wants to walk down the aisle pregnant. I wanted to be in a pretty dress, and I wanted to be my thin, cute self. I didn't want to get married pregnant. But, I took into consideration what it meant for a child to be born into marriage. So I was happy as a lark. I don't think you walked out pregnant? Yeah, I was 8 months pregnant. I got married in May. And you know what? It's crazy because I moved in April. I got married in May. I had July off. I started school in August. So I was really, really busy. And I was happy as a fucking lark. But my whole pregnancy, I was happy. I'm just a happy person anyway. I had my moments, but I'm a happy person. But that's all in my state of mind. I refuse to give a fuck about shit that I cannot control.
I think I was going to stop because I thought we was getting ready to break up and he proposed.
Hey, you didn't even want to be there, so you don't count. You was late in there, goddamn thing.
Okay, dog, so what about you?
When you going to get married, that's supposed to be If you're feeling fucked up when you're about to get married, then chances are you should not be getting married.
I'm asking, as far as preparations for the wedding. I mean, you know, like, well, I want this, I want that, and
But he's thinking, well, I don't know if we can afford this or that. And it's like, well, dog, this is what I want. This is what I want this, so I'm going to have this.
He complaining about the part that some women go through when they get ready to get married.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what he's
after the wedding.
That ain't all women. Is this her first marriage?
No.
This is not her first marriage.
No.
Does she have siblings?
Yeah, she has siblings.
Well, I don't know. That's how some women get when they about to get married. They want things a certain way.
And this ain't her first marriage.
No.
Call him up, man. I give some advice. Call him up.
But he should know that that's not gonna last.
Don't say shit. Just agree. Nod your head. Just agree. Don't say shit.
But he should know that stuff like that is not gonna last, though.
Just say yes to everything. I'm going to tell y'all, with my first marriage, dog, I was on pins and needles, man. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I wanted everything to go perfect. You know what I'm saying? I learned to not say anything, just nod my head yes. You know what I'm saying? Or just say yes to whatever. You know what I mean? But now with my second marriage, I didn't do all that shit. You know what I mean? We sat down, we talked about it, we're going to have a little small thing, and it's cool. You know what I mean? But now I know where he's coming from as far as saying that, you know, we can't afford this, you know what I'm saying? We don't really have enough money to do that. But what he got to realize is, you know, a wedding is, that's the woman's day. That's the bride's day. You know, she wanted to be perfect. That's the truth. She wants it to be perfect.
But
so, you know, even though you can't afford it.
You know what?
Even if you can't afford it, you still do it. You still go ahead and say, let's fucking do it. Because it's your day. You know what I mean? The groom, the only job the groom got is to be there and say, I do. That's it. That's his job. Her job and her girls or her moms and all of that. It's their job to plan that shit. You just got to figure out how you're going to pay for it after it's over. That's it.
Okay, have you ever heard of a scenario where a person spent a fortune on a fucking wedding and didn't even stay married a year? A wedding is a show. That's a show. The wedding, and I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, yeah, you want it to be this and you want it to be that, but in all honesty, the wedding is for your guests. The marriage is what matters. Fuck the wedding. You know what I mean? If we get married at the Justice of Peace, as long as I'm marrying who I want to marry and who, you know, they want to marry me and we get married for the right reasons, the rest of it is just a show. So anybody who's really...
You can't tell no woman that. I'm sorry.
I'm a woman.
I'm a
woman and I feel that way.
I understand that. Let me explain what I just said. Most women, I'm not saying all, but most women... They start thinking about that wedding around 14 years old. That's when they start planning in their head how they want it to be. You know what I'm saying? And then when you finally get that chance to get married, all that shit you've been thinking about for the last 10, 20 years, you're going to try to make that shit come to fruition. You will.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
When the hell had you ever been a 14-year-old girl?
Hey, I know 14-year-old girls. That's a fact, man. That's a fact, dog.
Because?
Janine, when did you start thinking about your wedding? How old were you?
30.
I'm serious. When did you start planning your wedding? You didn't think about your wedding and when you were a teenager? How you wanted to be, what you want to do, who you wanted to be in? You didn't think about none of that when you were a teenager?
I didn't even want kids.
Well, I forgot you was late, so I really can't ask you. Liquor store, you didn't think about that when you were a teenager? Your wedding?
12. When I was 12 years old, I knew I wanted one man, one family, one household, one life. But
you start thinking about it.
But when it actually came down to it, and I was an adult when it actually happened, I realized that, like I said, the wedding is a show. The marriage is what matters.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a scientific fact that girls start thinking about marriage right around 14 years old. They start planning their wedding right around 14.
I'm not saying all.
I'm saying most.
So be the Carfax.
Hey, you know what? You got girls asking. Just asking. When you start thinking about your wedding? Hey, just to see what they say. I guarantee you, they've thought about it already. They already got it planned. It may not go the way they planned it, but I guarantee you, all your girls already got it planned. Just ask them, dog. That's all I'm asking you to do is ask them, and then tomorrow on the show, you can tell me what they said.
Show me the Carfax.
You did say that.
Because I'm telling you, they think about that shit. That's all they plan.
Okay, is that what his problem is, this brother? Is that what his problem is, her pre-wedding jitters or pre-wedding attitude?
You know what? As far as I can tell, I think it's more the pre-wedding jitters, and I think it's, I mean, you know, and at the same time,
everybody get those.
Everybody get
pre-wedding jitters.
You know, like, damn. I think he thought things was going to go a little different. That's what I believe. I believe he thought things was going to go a little different.
So, it's a lot missing. These people need to call. We need to call. We need to hear they story. Because
you can't tell her what not to spend and what not to do for the win if you give her your whole check.
True.
True. Okay, if you're going to spend all your goddamn money on a wedding, then you really, really need to make sure that this person is as invested as you are. That would be my advice.
But my thing is, he does it now. Without the wedding, like she wasn't planning for a wedding, he's giving her his whole check. So I guess as long as she pay the bills, does she shop and buy clothes and do what she's supposed to do?
And you know what? This is now. I did hear this. It was more or less okay. And like you just said, Janine, okay, if I'm turning over my whole check, now I mean it was good enough beforehand. But now you coming in the room talking about shit. And I'm broke. I ain't had no money to do this. But shit, I gave you my whole check. What the fuck are you complaining about now? Well, shit,
his
I still need
check?
Money to do this whole check.
I mean, he don't take none for himself?
Nah,
he don't take none out of his check?
Not since the wedding. I think he's taking a little stash for before they start planning the wedding. Now it's like, hey, you know, she need everything for the thing. But see, now just my personal opinion, you couldn't come to me talking shit if you just spent my whole check. There's
right.
Nothing you can come
to. Oh, hell no.
Here.
Yeah.
You cannot walk and get in the bed without. What's wrong with you? Shit, I need some more money. I need money. Shit, I need money to do this. I need some money to. You cannot say that to me. I'm sorry, but that's just one thing. Because if I'm sitting there with my motherfucking pockets looking like rabbit ears, and you get in that motherfucking bed pouting, I was man. Fuck you.
I would expect that if that was me. You just gave me your whole check, $1,400, $600. I mean, yeah, $1,400. And you gave me your whole goddamn check, and I still got something to talk about. I don't expect for you to show up to the wedding. That's all I'm saying. That is how I see it.
He don't see her sacrificing anything. That's all what it's boiling down to.
He don't see a lot of shit.
Right.
My whole check? I can't even get no points.
All his friends. He done gave up. He done watched his whole damn life basically crumble outside of work. You know what I'm saying? So he could be with her.
I think she needs to have a smile on her face. You don't need to be complaining about shit.
I mean, just think about it. He done lost everything, sacrificed everything. You can't sacrifice getting a $1,000 dress over a $5,000 dress. You see what I'm saying? If you look at it like that, if you start to look at things like that.
She got some good shit.
What? And I think that's what it is. I think that plays a part. I think that weighs in too.
He is straight up pussy whoop. Her shit got a cape on it.
He can find some good pussy somewhere else, I'm sure.
She might as well get that Superman tattooed on her shit down there. That shit is the bomb. My whole check, that shit is the bomb.
All I'm saying is, brother, I would make sure you need to get you a lawyer and have some paperwork on the side. This bitch start tripping after we actually get married. I'm happy to have my shit annulled. Because for real.
But my thing is, that got to be how she was already.
Right, he had to see that beforehand.
That's just the way she is. It's like when a woman is getting married, her those actions just tenfold. You know what I mean? It just becomes to the tenth power. So now she's excited, all her emotions going. You know, she's trying to get all these things done. I mean, that was just like me. I'm self conscious about shit I buy. I'm not about to pay no $5,000 for no dress. I don't care what's going on. You see what I'm saying? So,
I didn't pay no thousand dollars.
I did things more sentimental that I felt was going to last a lifetime. I had my mother make my dress. So my dress was
$5,000?
What?
You better get a raise. If you're going to pay $5,000 for a dress, you better get a raise.
I didn't pay
when
no
raise,
I mean, that's how much typical wedding dresses cost.
It's a joke, baby. It's a joke.
I know. I'm just saying, but that's how much they cost more than that, really. A lot of them do.
But I do have to agree with you on one thing. He had to know she was like this. He had to know. Because it don't just come out of the blue. You know what I'm saying? He had to see this shit coming. He had to. He just ignored it. Because if she acting like this now, he had to see tendencies before, you know what I'm saying, before now. You know what I mean? He had to see that she was like this. There's no way he didn't see it.
It's too late now dealing with it.
How long have they been together,
Kev? Shit, they ain't never too late.
How long have they been together?
Ain't never too late.
It is too late.
He can always leave.
And who does that? Nobody ever. I rarely have seen people do that.
People call off weddings all the time.
I mean, if it was something like severe that happened, but not just to be calling it off.
How long have they been together?
I want to say off and on. What? It just started like in. Oh man, it's been a while. God damn! Now that I think about it, what,
so they got years invested.
2001, 2002.
So they got some years invested. He knew how she was. He had to.
See, but
2001?
This is the thing. This is what I keep trying to reiterate. He knew certain ways of them, but like I said, it was a creep thing. They creeped like probably three, 4, 5 years. They creeped before old boy even knew what happened. Now, once he finally found out what happened, it was like, okay, they stopped talking. Then, you know, they might start back, then they might stop, then they start back. It was an off and on thing. So finally, I guess he just said, fuck it. That's who he want. That's who he's going to try to be with.
Well,
Because, I mean, at this point in time, I guess he felt like, shit, I done lost everything. I done lost everything because of her. I might as well be with her.
I have to know more. I have to know what she's unsatisfied with. I have to know more. <laughs> I would hate to get no good answer. Because, I mean, it's two sides to every story. For number one. For number two, we just don't have enough information. He gonna have to call and tell us his story. <laughs> And he can still be anonymous. Can he still be anonymous just to be able to tell us his story? He gotta tell us who he is.
I mean, hey, I can get him on here, and I can give him a call tomorrow, and I'll see if he'll call in. If not, you know.
I think some shit missing. You handed me your whole check, and I got attitude. I don't understand that.
Maybe he's not making enough. She probably saying he ain't making enough. This ain't enough. I can't get everything I need with this shit here.
Why does she agree to marry him if it was all about money? You know what I mean? Why? Why would you agree to marry a motherfucker if what he was already making wasn't enough to satisfy you? You know what I'm saying? Why? I don't think why. Because a lot of people just want the show. They're not really interested in being married. They want a wedding. And not understanding that a wedding means that you're now married. You know, it means that you now have to sacrifice a whole bunch of shit. It means that now you have to deal with, you know, shit that when this nigga was just your boyfriend, he couldn't have got away with that. But now this is your husband, so it's a different realm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just want the show. They don't necessarily want the marriage. They want
to Why would you get married if you don't want to get married? Why would you get married? If all I cared about was put the tux on in front of my mama, hell, I could just rent a tux. I ain't got to get married for that shit.
A lot of people, I mean, who was it? Drake said it in a song, you know what I'm saying? I wish we could get married. We talked that song about him and Nicki. I wish we could get married just to say we fucking did it. That's what a lot of people, especially nowadays, because that's what they see. They see everybody balling out of control and people are living this kind of life and this, that, and the other. And a lot of people just don't understand that just because you get married doesn't mean that you're never going to have another bad day. Just because you get married don't mean you ain't never going to catch another attitude with this nigga, or he ain't never going to catch another attitude with you. A lot of people just want the show. They're not really, really thinking about marriage. Getting married and being married is two different things.
Okay, well, explain it to me like I'm in the second grade. What's the difference?
Getting married is a show. You got your family there. You got your friends there. You walk down the aisle. You look good. You got flowers. You got an extravagant menu. You have a huge reception. You dance. You do this, that, and the other. Then you go on your honeymoon, and everything is blissfully happy for them 3 to 5, 7 days, however long you got. Then you get back home, and you realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm connected by the hip to this motherfucker who I can't stand that, you know what I'm saying, he won't pick his clothes up after he take them off. Or I can't stand that this motherfucker don't make enough money. Or I can't stand that
You knew that. You knew that going in, though. You knew he would pick up after himself before you married him.
But I wanted to show. You see, that's why getting married and being married are two different things.
Well, I'm saying, even if you wanted to show, why would you marry a motherfucker? You know if he don't pick up after himself, that shit pisses you off. So why would you even marry him, even for the show? It don't make no sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It don't make no sense. And that's what I'm saying. That's what a lot of people don't understand now, you know what I'm saying, when they get married, about actually being married. That motherfucker, if he didn't pick up his shit before you got married, he's not going to magically start picking it up now that you got some rings on. He's going to be the same
person.
That's
my whole point. So why say I do? You know this motherfucker ain't going to clean up after himself. So why say I do?
Because he dropped.
Now you're going to be walking around the house with attitude all day.
Because because that nigga he dropped $10,000 on the show. So he was worth it because he had the money.
Yeah. Dog, you know what? And I mean, I understand what you're saying, but dog, she's making plenty of fucking sense. So I done seen many of motherfuckers because I just wanted to be married. I did it because I just wanted to do it, or because of what she said, I wanted that show.
Yeah,
I wanted that to stop again.
So you can Beyonce around all your girls. Well, he liked it, so he put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. And somebody actually said that on the show. They called before. Your friend, as a matter of fact, by the time, you might not have heard it, but I heard it. I heard her say, I don't really want to be married. I just want that ring. She said that.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, that's what they see. They figure the show, and they figure how much money is being spent, but they're not really taking into consideration after the party is over.
Right.
Where
you
actually
are
trying to, you know what I'm saying, build a life with a person.
A lot of, I just want to show off my friends, see my friends. I want my wedding to be bigger than my friends' wedding, or to be bigger than my family, anybody in my family. I want to have the biggest wedding. I want to be this. I want to be the one that said I want to be the special one. You got all type of reasons. And a lot of
fuck all that. I
hear what you keep saying, but dog, it's not the whole world don't think like you.
And men,
that's true.
When a man marries a person, either one or two reasons why a man gets married. Either he actually wants to make this woman his wife, or he feels like he was pressured into it some way, how or another. Like, she kept threatening that if you don't marry me, I'm just going to leave you. Or, you know what I'm saying, well, we got kids, and so I'm going to marry you, or whatever. Men typically actually want to be married. It's women who have that fucked up mentality that just want the show.
Well, I got married because I love her ass. I guess love don't mean shit nowadays.
It depends on who you are. It depends on your relationship.
I got married because I love her.
And I'm sure she married
you. That's what I want to grow old with.
Your wedding is pretty much proof of that. Y'all had a very small ceremony where it was just basically family, and then you had a honeymoon. That's the real, you know what I'm saying? That's two people that genuinely loved each other, wanted to be together, and felt that they could build a life and have a life, maintain a life together. You know what I'm saying? But if you was like, well, maybe we can just go to the Justice of Peace, and she was like, well, no, I need 200 people here and this, that, and the other, that's a person who just wanted the show for the most part.
Well, hey.
Y'all couldn't come to a compromise where she wanted a huge wedding, and it really didn't matter to you, so y'all just settled on in the end on, you know, a backyard wedding or some shit like that where, you know, I mean, I'm just throwing something out there. That's an actual made-to-last marriage, or at least has more potential than that one who wanted this, that, you know what I'm saying? She wanted you to give her the world at a wedding.
My shit cost $300 total. I ain't lying. We spent a lot of money.
I'm sure it did.
On that note, we finna get out of here, man. This dude is crazy. All right. Is LaFarga still here?
No, she hung up. She was making all that. I put on, man. She had all that shit going on in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, then you ain't last words for us.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the show. I had a long, horrible day at work. So I enjoyed myself. Good talking with everybody. I'll be here tomorrow.
Look at stuff.
Word.
Yes. Sadly, I will not be able to join the conversation tomorrow night because by mistake I was put on the schedule to work. So I will be here, but I'm not going to press one. And other than that, I love y'all are the shit. Kansas City Radio. I'll be back next week. I'll be listening tomorrow.
I'm glad you said that because If I'd have saw you now, I might have bought 10, because Janine never pushed one.
Yes, I do. I did today. Thank you very much.
First time this year. It's the first time for everything. But if, when I see you now, I won't bring you in because I know you're at work.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss the show. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to miss, but I won't be able to talk.
That's good. You must have got the Bluetooth going on.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Thank everybody for listening.
Wait, man. Hold on, dog. Before we get up out of here. Hold on before we get up out of here, man. I have one little quick story, man. It kind of fucked me up, man. You know, I started a new gig, right?
So say that again?
I started a new job. And the day that I started, I would get dressed, getting ready to go to the job. I'm looking on the news. You know, you try to catch the early morning news just to see, you know what the weather gonna be or whatever. And the motherfucker, I look up and it was like Carriage House apartment. A motherfucker was shot. An amputee was robbed. All this shit happened right before I had to get there. So I get there, right? And I'm like, son of a bitch, I'm going into a war zone. So I get there, and the first thing, man, I'm looking, I'm seeing all the TV cameras and everything, and they like, oh, y'all, come on, we got to go this way. We can't talk to the news. So now I'm looking around and shit, and I'm like, man, this is what the fuck I signed up for? So now everybody walking up to me like, oh, you scared? I'm like, nah, I ain't scared. What the fuck you mean? Like, I guess they call themselves trying to scare me. Like, man, that's how this shit go down out over here. So I'm like, well, shit. She don't go down no rougher than where I'm from.
Right.
Normally I don't do this, but I had to pull the Gary card out. So they like, well, where you from? And I'm like, Gary. So they immediately kind of stopped and looked at me like, oh, okay. So there's one guy, and the one guy that, as soon as I walked through the door, man, this guy was like, look, we work around here. So if you ain't come to work, man, you might as well go home. And I gave him one of the coldest looks. I'm like, dude, you don't even know me. So he, first person asked, well, what part of town, Gary, you from? You know, I thought about what my daughter said, which when the Chicago kids was fucking with her. He hollered out. I was born in the Ivanhoe Project. Even though she wasn't, but nevertheless. I'm like, I'm from Ivanhoe. That motherfucker stopped, looked at me, turned around, looked at them, was like, oh, this motherfucker ain't scared of none of y'all. He the reason these motherfuckers act like this. This motherfucker got the name and off 100 motherfuckers. I'm like, man, really? I'm like, what, you from Gary? Nah, I'm just cool with a lot of motherfuckers from Gary. So, I mean, I'm sitting there like, really? Like, damn, is Gary that fucked up that, I mean, once you say Gary, motherfuckers like, uh-oh. I mean, so is Gary's reputation that fucked up?
It is.
I have got the same response, and I left when I was a kid. But when I was motherfucking way from, I'm from Gary. And then the whole attitude just changes. They don't know,
you
know what I'm saying? I wasn't raised there necessarily, but.
I ain't gonna lie. I kind of said it in a sense of like, motherfucker, I'm from Gary. I ain't scared of none of you motherfuckers, you know. And because I told them, I fear no man and very few mammals. So they kind of looked at me like, oh, he thinks you're tough. Where you from? I'm from Gary. I have a whole project. Born and raised. Motherfuckers instantly like, you know what, man? You all right with me? I'm like, damn. I'm like, I could have been the weakest motherfucker from the project. It's just the simple fact that I'm from Idaho, Gary, Indiana, and Ivanhoe Project. They was like, let's leave this motherfucker alone.
Yeah. No.
Well, Gary has a hell of a reputation, man. Especially up here. You just mentioned Gary up here, man. Motherfuckers be like, oh, that motherfucker from Gary. I'm like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Gary, I don't want to get started, but, I mean, Gary's fucked up, but everywhere is fucked up. You got fucked
right.
up everywhere.
And
it's Gary.
And that's what my point to the story is. Y'all sitting there talking about Gary. A motherfucker just robbed an amputee. A old lady with no legs. They robbed her. Who does that?
Right, motherfuckers and Gary don't even do that.
Right, I ain't never seen a motherfucking Gary ride. I ain't never seen nobody Navajo rob an amputee.
Me neither.
I done seen the hardest motherfucker help an old lady across the street.
Right.
And I'm like, you motherfuckers talking about Gary? Yeah, okay. You nap motherfuckers are crazy.
It's like that. Every city. The United States got its rough spots. Every city has a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, Gary ain't no worse than Detroit. You know what I mean? Detroit's like the number one worst city in America or whatever. Detroit and Flint. They're like one and two. But shit, every city got their gangsters. All of them. It's a gangster in every fucking city in the country. It's at least one gangster in every city. So, I mean, I give Gary a bad motherfucking name, but I can do that because I was born and raised in Gary. I can say shit about Gary. So. But.
All right. Well,
thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And I hope you guys got a chance to go watch Superman on SinCityRadio.net. I'm sorry, not Superman, but Man of Steel. I'm going to be taking that one down. I'm going to put up World War Z. So if you ain't seen it, go to the site, and you can watch it at the site, SinCityRadio.net or SinCityRadio.ning.com.
I thought you took them down on Thursday.
I try to put a new movie up every week.
Yeah, I thought it was Thursday.
You know? It's usually Thursdays, but the Superman been up like 9 days already, so I'm going to take that one down.
Alright.
You ain't watched it yet? I mean, I can leave it up an extra day if you ain't watched it yet. It's
leave
a pretty
it up
good comic.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Alright, I'll leave it up tonight.
I have to work in the morning. And I have a bone to pick with the boss lady. I didn't sign up for Wednesday nights are off limits.
You got a bone to pick with the boss lady?
Yeah. And I'm going to tell her, too. I can't do Wednesday nights. I can do Wednesday morning or all day, but you can't put me on no more Wednesday nights.
There you go. Shit, we got motherfuckers willing to put their job on the line for the show, man.
Hey, that's what's
tell
up.
Her I said, fuck you for scheduling you on a Wednesday night, and if she don't like it, she can come holler at me. She can fire me all day. I don't need that job anyway.
Well, I need another shirt. I need a shirt so I can go rep hard.
Well, hey, all the logos is on the site, so I mean, pick one. All right.
I'm going to hit you up tonight.
Pick one and, inbox me, and I'll take care of you.
I'm
going to
do it tonight.
All right, man. I'm frozen. Let's take this out.
All right, y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease. I'm down, too. But tomorrow night, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern.
All right.
Peace.
Everybody just hang up.
Yeah, everybody hang up.
All right. Bye, y'all. Bye, Jane.
Bye.